Okay, now that we have our intention and our posture in the correct place, the right place, the place we need to be to have maximum success, we now start inviting. And remember, we're not trying to sign people up in gin at this point. We're not trying to sponsor people. We're not trying to sell memberships. We're simply having our prospects listen to the introduction to your wishes, your command. That's it. We're only attempting, our only goal at this point is to have them listen to the introduction CD to your wishes, your command. Now, by you focusing on this and this only, it keeps the business simple. Do one thing at a time. Focus on one thing at a time. The rest will fall into place naturally. You may want to listen to this CD several times to digest the small nuances that we use when we're inviting. And these are very, very important. A lot of people look at things kind of from a broad spectrum. And what they miss the small little things that make a huge difference in the result. Remember, this CD series is catered to people that want to go platinum, and specifically those that want to do it in 90 days. Once we conclude this album, the number of invitations that you make in the following 3 or 4 days, that's what we're getting down to now. Remember, we're going to launch this platinum ship. As soon as you conclude this CD series, it'll be the next 3 or 4 days will dictate whether you go platinum in 90 days. You cannot wait for a month or 6 weeks to start the activity. As soon as this album concludes, you want to go into action, and the first 3 or 4 days will launch your platinum ship again if you follow the correct activity. There are 3 things that you want to achieve during your invitation. Write these down. Number one, tell them the reason you're calling. Tell the prospect the reason that you're calling or the purpose of your call. One, tell them the reason you're calling. 2, tell them what you want them to do. And I don't mean that in a forceful way. Direct them what you want them to do. Ask them what you want them to do. That's number 2. Number 3 is to use a release statement. Use a release statement. R-E-L-E-A-S-E, a release statement. Another thing to remember is you always want to let your prospect know that it's going to be a quick call when you're inviting. You always want to let your prospect know that this is going to be a quick call and say that. It's going to be a fast call. And the reason for this is that when you're speaking to a prospect, you do not want to get into long-winded conversations. Absolutely no good can come from that. But there is some challenges that can come from it. Number one, the longer that you talk to a prospect, the more questions that they're going to ask. That's number one. Number two, the longer you talk to a prospect, the more information you're going to share. That is not good at this point. We don't want to share a lot of information. We have a single purpose, and the purpose is to have them listen to the introduction CD. That's it. So always let them know it's going to be a quick call, and then make it a quick call. Do not get drawn into long conversations, long-winded conversations. And the best way to do this, everybody, is to actually have a schedule in front of you before you start your invitation. Actually have multiple calls that you have to make, or maybe after you make a couple of invitations, you have to go drop off some introduction CDs, or maybe some your wishes, your command. Always have a lot to do. So when you say to the prospect, this is going to be a quick call, because you have something to do. It's real. It's the truth. So Always remember that you say it's going to be a quick call.